A bite from a poisonous or venomous snake requires emergency care. If you have been bitten by a snake that you know or suspect might be poisonous, call 911 or other emergency services immediately. Do not wait for symptoms to develop. Poisonous snakes found in North America include the coral snake and pit vipers, such as the rattlesnake, the copperhead, and the water moccasin, which is also called the cottonmouth. Maine, Alaska, and Hawaii are the only states that do not have at least one poisonous snake species in the wild. If you are not sure what type of snake bit you, call the Poison Control Center immediately to help identify the snake and find out what to do next. Medicine, called antivenom, counteracts the effects of the poison and can save a limb or your life.
What are the symptoms?
Symptoms of a pit viper snake bite often appear from minutes to hours after a bite. Severe burning pain at the site usually begins within minutes, and then swelling starts spreading out from the bite. If you do not develop symptoms within 8 to 12 hours, it is possible that no venom was injected. This is called a dry bite. It is important to remember that a snake only injects part of its venom with each bite, so it is still dangerous after the first strike. A bite from a young snake can be serious. A dead snake can have a bite reflex after death, so a dead snake must be considered dangerous as well. Even if you do not develop symptoms within 8 hours, continue to watch for symptoms for 2 weeks or more. Non-poisonous snake bites. Most snakes in North America are non-poisonous. Bites may be frightening, but most do not cause serious health problems. A bite from a small, non-poisonous snake might leave teeth marks, a minor scrape, or a puncture wound without other symptoms. Home treatment often relieves symptoms and helps prevent infection. Although most non-poisonous snake bites can be treated at home, a bite from a large, non-poisonous snake, such as a boa constrictor, python, or anaconda, can be more serious. In North America, these snakes are often found in zoos, but they are also kept as exotic pets. The force of the bite can injure the skin, muscles, joints, or bones. Other problems can occur with a non-poisonous snake bite, even if the reptile is small. A snake's tooth may break off in a wound, or a skin infection may develop at the site of the bite.
How can you treat snake bites at home?
If you are bitten by a snake that you know or suspect is poisonous, call 911 or other emergency services immediately. Do not wait for symptoms to develop. Symptoms may rapidly progress from mild to severe. If you are not sure what type of snake bit you, take a digital photo or Polaroid photo of it. But do not do this if it will delay treatment or put someone at risk for additional bites. Do not waste time or take any risks trying to kill or bring in the snake. Only trap a poisonous snake if the chances are good that it will bite more people if you let it go. It is important to remember that a snake only injects part of its venom with each bite, so it can still hurt you after the first strike. A dead snake, even one with a severed head, can bite and release venom by reflex action for up to 90 minutes after it dies. Antivenom counteracts the effects of the poison and can save a limb or your life. Antivenom is given as soon as a doctor determines it is needed, usually within the first 4 hours after the snake bite. Antivenom may be effective up to 2 weeks or more after a snake bite. Immediate home treatment should not delay transport for emergency evaluation. Keep in mind the following with initial home treatment. Remain calm. If you are not sure what type of snake bit you, call a poison control center immediately to help identify the snake and find out what to do next. Remove any jewelry on the bitten limb. The limb might swell, making it more difficult to remove the jewelry after the swelling begins. Use a pen to mark the edge of the swelling around the bite every 15 minutes. This will help your doctor estimate how the venom is moving in your body. Avoid doing anything that might cause more problems with the snake bite. For example, do not cut the bite open. Do not suck on the bite wound. Do not use any kind of extraction device. There is no proof that these devices actually help, and they cause further injury and increase your chances of having an infection. Do not use a constriction band, such as a tourniquet or tight-fitting bandage, over the bite. Don't soak your hand or foot in ice water or pack your arm or leg in ice. This can increase damage to the skin and cause a cold-induced injury, such as frostbite. Do not raise the bitten arm or leg above your head. This may increase the flow of venom into the bloodstream. Don't drink alcohol, including beer. And do not use any prescription or non-prescription medicines after a poisonous snake bite unless the doctor tells you to. Some medicines, such as aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen, may cause increased bleeding.
How can you prevent snake bites?
Snake bites are more likely to occur in warm weather months when both snakes and people are more active outdoors. Most snake bites occur on the fingers, hands, and arms when someone is working with or trying to catch a snake. The legs and feet are also common bite sites. These bites usually occur when a person, especially a child or a hiker, accidentally disturbs a snake. Many snake bites can be prevented. For one, if you see a snake, do not bother it. Keep in mind that the striking range of a snake is about 2/3 of its length. Don't pick up or handle snakes. Even a dead snake can bite and release venom through reflexes for 90 minutes or more after it dies. Watch for snakes around wood or rock piles or caves. Wear protective shoes, boots, and clothing when you are hiking, camping, fishing, and hunting. Don't drink alcohol or use illegal drugs while doing outdoor activities where you might encounter a snake. The effects of the alcohol and drugs may slow your judgment and reflexes. If you have a pet snake or are thinking about getting one, learn how to handle it safely to avoid being bitten. If you are often in an area where there are poisonous snakes, consider carrying a first aid kit. Carry a cellular phone, if you have one, to call for help if you are bitten.